Professor Barry Shoup. He is the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, and he is a professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. And I should say he is the most brandest, newest presenter that we have on Chai FM, because he had his first show today. Hello, Prof. Welcome to our show.
Thanks, Benji. Thanks very much for the welcome. Thank you.
Are you handling all of the celebrity status so far?
Nobody's asked me for my autograph yet.
Well, don't ask him for your autograph, because that would not be socially distancing at all. Now, Professor, let's talk a little bit about immunity, and you'll forgive my appalling science here at the moment, but my understanding of this particular virus is that because it comes from animals, it's slightly different from a vaccine and immunity perspective than your normal flu. Is that correct?
Well, not really. Probably many of our viruses do originally, historically, and I'm talking about historically, millions of years ago, came from animals and crossed the species barrier. And at various times, and this, of course, is the most recent one, only 6 months ago, crossed from animals into human beings. So really, it is new, and therefore, what you're saying is correct in the sense that nobody has immunity to this virus because it's brand new. Nobody's experienced this virus. You only develop immunity if you've been infected with a virus or you've been vaccinated against that particular virus or infective organism. And the immunity is really one of the crucial questions. That's a $64,000 question. And it's something which we still don't know. We still don't have a definite handle on it. In other words, what are the parameters of immunity? If somebody has had the infection, are they immune or not? And that's a very important question. We do know that...
Is that not how viruses work in general? I mean, if we think about how people get ill from all sorts of diseases, that once they've had it, they develop the antibodies, why should this be any different?
Well, yes and no. You know, there are... For example, the common cold virus, and there are coronaviruses, human coronaviruses, not this one, of course, which do cause the common cold. And, of course, there's very little immunity. It doesn't last for very long and is not very effective. And that's why we get colds every winter. The immunity to influenza doesn't last very long. So we're trying to find out with this coronavirus, which, of course, is quite a serious coronavirus, causes quite severe disease. Is there more robust immunity? Is there more durable immunity? We're trying to find that out. The lessons from the other coronavirus don't help us because we don't get much immunity from that. The previous serious coronavirus, SARS coronavirus 1, also doesn't help us because, in fact, we lost interest in that virus when it disappeared, 17 years ago. And it's important to find that out because there is a concept what they're calling immunity passports, immunity certificates. People that have been infected, and if they are immune, can they then kind of bypass some of the restrictions, the travel restrictions and all those kind of restrictions, if they carry a certificate with them certifying that they are immune? That would be a great advantage in some senses. Also, we'd like to know in terms of herd immunity. Now, what percentage of the population needs to be immune for the virus to disappear from that population, albeit temporarily, but at least to disappear from that population? And again, we don't really know. Unfortunately, you know, people, if you look at where there have been major epidemics, the rate of antibodies, which hopefully will be protective, is very low. So at the moment, there are still big vulnerable populations, but we're really trying to get a handle on what constitutes immunity. Is it the neutralizing antibodies? You know, we can demonstrate people who've had the infection. Of course, there are now millions of people who've had the infection. They do develop antibodies. Not everybody, but they do develop antibodies. And in the laboratory, we can show that those antibodies do neutralize the virus. They prevent the virus infecting cells. But what you don't know is that do they protect the individual? There have been a couple of cases where people have got second infections, or seem to have got second infections. But what you don't know, is it a true second infection, or is it that the first infection just hasn't disappeared properly and just kind of recrudesces? And these are all things which in time we will find out. But at the moment, it's an important question which we at the moment really don't have a definitive answer.
Now, obviously, the president has said that places of worship can now be open. What do you make of this announcement?
Well, I must be honest, I don't agree with it. I was quite disturbed by it. I think it's too early to open places of worship, because places of worship are where people congregate. And those congregate situations are, in fact, what we call the super spreading events. And I think those should have been the last restriction to be lifted when they, you know, in other words, lockdown level half, not lockdown level one even, but lockdown level three, I think was far too premature to lift that restriction.
No, it's something we're definitely going to have to watch. Lots of people have very strong views on that. When do you think we'll know about the herd immunity? Because that's, you know, other than the vaccine, really the only other way that we have eventually to stop this thing.
Well, you know, the waves do come down, and they are coming down in Europe, for example, probably as a result more of social distancing, of the non-pharmaceutical interventions, social distancing, the masks, the sanitation, etc. That's what's causing it to come down, rather than herd immunity. And that's why those countries and ourselves will eventually also be vulnerable to second waves and third waves. So I think in time we will get a grasp on what constitutes immunity, and then we can answer the question, what would we need to develop herd immunity? So I think that will come in time. Hopefully, in fact, from the studies in Europe, which are obviously in a more advanced stage, a more mature stage of the epidemic than we are. So right. Hopefully we'll get an answer sooner than later.
Well, there you go. Professor Barry Shoup, thank you so much for being with us on the afternoon drive.
Thanks, Benji. Thanks very much for having me.